Hey friends, welcome to the official launch of the Audacity Channel podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about two different things, three really, but two of them that apply to Audacity. First, I want to talk about the new audio setup button that was introduced for us in version 3.2.0 of Audacity. And then I want to talk about the new share audio button that was introduced in that same version of Audacity. And then from there, we're going to talk about the Audacity Bootcamp online school because it has launched as well. So since the launch of the Audacity Bootcamp school last week, I have been struggling with my voice. I got some kind of a little flu bug or a cold. It's not COVID. Thank you for asking. And I have really been struggling with my voice. And so I haven't been able to do any videos or to record this podcast prior to today. I wanted to get this out to you last week, but my voice just wasn't permitting me to do that. It was hard to get a sentence out without going into some kind of a coughing fit. But enough about my health. Let's talk about the new audio setup button that's in Audacity. I get a lot of interaction with Audacity users, and the audio setup button that's here seems to be kind of a love-hate relationship with a lot of users, because one of the things that it did is it took away what used to be an individual toolbar in the device toolbar, and it hid it, or it put it, behind this audio setup button in Audacity. And so when we click the audio setup button in Audacity, we have different options there as far as playback and recording goes. We can set up our playback device there in the drop-down window. We can set up our recording device in the drop-down window. We can set up our recording channels, that is mono or stereo, depending on the microphone that you're using. Or the last option is simply to click on the audio settings tab, and that brings up another window where I can set all of those parameters in that one window, which is pretty convenient. One of the advantages of having this audio setup button is that it gave us a little more real estate on the screen. We can see more of our waveforms now and our tracks on the screen than we could before because the line that used to be there where the device toolbar was is now gone. And so that gave back a little more real estate on the screen for us for editing. But I get it. I understand a lot of these changes that go on. Some people are used to the old way, and especially with that device toolbar, I don't disagree that that device toolbar had some advantages. But the good news is, if you like the device toolbar, it's not gone. It's only hidden. You can get back the device toolbar if you want to have that showing on your screen. And the way to do that is to go up to the View drop-down menu, and then down to Toolbars, and then about two-thirds of the way down, you'll see Device Toolbar listed there. So if you click on that Device Toolbar, it puts the Device Toolbar right back where it was, so you have it back. Now, I have no idea if that's going to disappear on some future version of Audacity. I'm not associated with Audacity in any official way, so I'm not sure what the plans are, if that's always going to be there, but right now, I'm running version 3.2.2, and the option to get the device toolbar back is still there. Again, you simply go to the View drop-down menu, and then hover your mouse over Toolbars, and then click Device Toolbar, and the device toolbar is back, just like magic. That doesn't eliminate the audio setup button, but it does bring back the device toolbar. Also new in Audacity as of version 3.2.0 is the Share Audio button. The Share Audio button is a quick way to share your audio out of Audacity and allow other people to listen to it. This is useful if you're working with someone or you want someone to hear how your project sounds or how your track sounds in the moment, and maybe get some feedback from a friend or coworker on how your audio sounds at this point. The first time that you click the Share Audio button, it's going to present a window to you and it's going to ask you to set up an account at audio.com. This feature was in beta for a little while, but it looks like it's out of beta now. But once you set up an audio.com account and link Audacity to it, Audacity remembers that it's there. So subsequent clicking of the Share Audio button will take you right to your audio.com account. Now I've set mine up. I think it's a great tool. When you do upload audio from Audacity to audio.com, it uploads your audio as a .wv file. Now, if you're not familiar with .wv files, it's a modified version of a WAV file. Well, a .wv file is similar to that. It also is lossless, but it's compressed, and so it's considerably smaller than a WAV file. But at the same time, it's still a lossless file, and so you're getting good audio. So audio shared this way to audio.com from Audacity is in a .wv WAV file. It's not in a .aup3 file, in other words, it's not a project file, but it's a high-quality audio file nonetheless. It isn't like you're sharing your .aup3 project file out there into the world and then someone else is going to open it. Instead, it converts what you're working on to a .wv file and puts it out there instead. And like I said, this is a real good way to share audio with others in a project that you're working on if that's what you want to do. I'll have a link in the description of this episode to my audio.com profile so you can take a look at it for yourself. When you do upload a piece of audio from Audacity to audio.com using the Share Audio button, it sets that audio to private. In other words, no one can see it but you. But you can go into your account on audio.com and change that so that you can share that file with others. You can copy the link there and email it to someone and they can go listen to the audio that you've put out there. Again, I think this is a good tool to have. It's convenient, it's fast, and it's a great way to share your audio with someone in the event that you're wanting to troubleshoot it or you have a question about how something sounds and you just want another set of ears on it to listen to it. So the launch of this podcast coincided with the launch of the Audacity Bootcamp online school, which happened last week. And again, like I mentioned earlier, I was a little under the weather and I wasn't really able to make a video or to launch this podcast just yet because my voice would keep giving out. But the newly launched Audacity Bootcamp online school consists of two courses. The newest one and the one I just finished is called Audacity Step-by-Step, Beginner to Advanced. And it consists of 53 on-demand videos that will walk you step-by-step through many of the features of Audacity as it relates to spoken word content. There's nothing there that has anything to do with music because I don't do music anymore, but I believe podcasters and audiobook creators will find this content extremely valuable. You can get to the online school by going to audacitybootcamp.com. That's audacitybootcamp.com. And I'll have a link to that in the description of this episode as well. The second course that I teach at the Audacity Bootcamp is called ACX Audiobook Production Using Audacity. It's an on-demand video series as well, consisting of 20 videos that will show you step-by-step how to create an audiobook narration that will pass the stringent ACX requirements for audiobooks. So again, there's the two courses, one primarily for podcasters, which is Audacity's Step-by-Step, Beginner to Advanced, and the second course I've called ACX Audiobook Production Using Audacity. I have a third course there, which is free if you want to grab it as well. It's simply called Audacity Version Updates. And whenever Audacity comes out with a major update to their software, I create a video and put it there as well. And again, that course is free, and it's called a course, but really it's not a course, it's just video updates of what's new in the latest version of Audacity. And again, it's a free course. But during this launch of the Audacity Bootcamp online school, I'm offering a 40% discount on both of these courses, Audacity Step-by-Step Beginner to Advanced and ACX Audiobook Production Using Audacity. And the price that I charge on these courses is very low to begin with. For the Step-by-Step course, I only charge $99. For the ACX course, I only charge $79. But through January 15th of 2023, you can get a 40% discount of that already ridiculously low price. And you're getting a great return on your investment because my videos are comprehensive and detailed. I've been using Audacity for a long time, and my goal isn't to get rich off of it. My goal is to teach others how to use it and create good audio as well. So if you're interested in that, I will have those discount codes in the description of this video as well, so that you can get 40% off of the already low price. And once you purchase a course, it's yours for life. It's a one-time fee, it's not a recurring fee, and once you purchase it, you own it. The reason that I started the Audacity Bootcamp online school was to get a little bit more control and have a little bit more say in the courses that I teach. I recently exceeded 3,000 students in my Audacity courses where I had the courses hosted prior to this, but I didn't have a lot of control of the course there, and so I moved it and I created a brand new course. This course is based on version 3.2.0 and later, where Audacity introduced real-time, stackable effects, and non-destructive editing. As of this recording, Audacity only supports VST2 and VST3 as real-time stackable effects, But there's more on the way, and this takes Audacity to an entirely new level of non-destructive editing. And so the better Audacity gets with its VST support and other real-time effects supports, I'll be adding those to the courses so that you can see firsthand how this works. So as Audacity continues to improve its support of real-time stackable effects, those improvements will be reflected in the videos of my courses. So go check that out if that's something you want to do. Again, it's audacitybootcamp.com. There's a 40% discount. Codes are below in the description of this episode. And those codes are good through January 15th as a launch and holiday promotion for you. So I'm going to wrap up this episode of the Audacity Channel podcast. I want to thank you for joining me on this official launch episode. Again, we are no longer in pre-launch. We are in launch. And I'm looking forward to more episodes where we're taking a deeper dive into Audacity. So until next time, y'all take care.